Jared Gomes here with you, and if you're looking to celebrate fandom, the Mile Zero Fan Summit has you covered. It's taking place June 6th and 7th, and I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it.
I'm Chance Kirk. I don't think we have a title for what I am, but I've sort of started the effort to get the Fan Summit coming to Grimshaw. So,
tell me about the event for maybe those who don't know about it.
It's basically, we're shooting for a small-town Comic-Con kind of feel. It'll have gaming demos. We'll have some panel speakers. We've got like a vendor market that's got all things like fandom and nerdy and niche. We've got a Magic the Gathering tournament, a draft tournament at 10:30, and then dropping Commander games throughout the day. We've got a Pokemon card trading station. We've got some retro arcade games that are free to play. We've got professional cosplayers coming. The Alberta Ghostbusters out of Grand Prairie. The USS Cerberus, which is Star Trek, coming all the way from Edmonton. We've got some Star Wars members of the 501st and all of their other legions and alliances coming as well. We're having a local cosplay contest with prizes for adults and kids. And yeah, we've got just a ton of stuff.
Wow. And of course, with all of that, this is the first time, I guess, this event has been held. How was it kind of getting some of this stuff together? Were there any struggles, or how has that kind of been going?
We kind of approached our local library and some locals that we knew that would be interested in helping in late October, I believe. And we've been meeting kind of monthly and doing some behind the scenes stuff since then. A lot of it has really fallen into place in the last 2 months when people can actually look and say, yeah, I've got room for that on my schedule. We've got, actually have Darcy's D&D den. He's going to come lead like an all-day campaign where you can just drop in and drop out for 30 minutes at a time, teach you how to play Dungeons & Dragons. But he couldn't commit until he knew seating was all done. So it's kind of a little bit hectic that way. So,
and I don't know if there's too much like it kind of in the area. Do you guys feel like you're filling a need, and do you hope to kind of do more in the future, maybe host another one next year?
The idea is that if this one is successful, we'd love to host it every year. I know Grand Prairie has a couple of ones kind of on our scale and then a slightly larger one, but the next closest is Edmonton or Calgary, and it's a large expense to go down there for 3 days, where we're hoping that, you know, you can pop in for the afternoon and get your 10 bucks worth sort of deal. It's as far as I know, there's nothing even close to this. We've got the multiplex in Grimshaw. We've got all three of the field houses. We've got the theater playing random fandom episodes of TV shows and that going all day. We've taken over the shared space atrium between the two schools and the library. We've got like literary arts and crafts and everything going on in there. I think you could miss stuff because there's so much going on.
You guys have already been making some announcements. Is there places people can go to kind of watch out for future things, or where can they kind of go to watch out for that?
We currently just have a Facebook site. It's Mile Zero Fan Summit. You can search us up on there. We're hoping to, if the event is successful, have a website going for next year. But it'll have a constant update of all the things that are coming, all the panelists, all the vendors. We've got a couple of them coming from Grand Prairie and Edmonton, so it's not just locals. It's hopefully going to have something for everybody.
Of course, if people want to show up, what are the ticket prices to get in the door, and where can they get those things?
Currently, the tickets are available to be picked up at the Grimshaw Municipal Library. It's $10 for an adult, and everybody 12 and under is free as long as they're accompanied by an adult. It's good for the whole day. Come in, pop out, whatever. We're also hosting a free, we've been calling it a nerd mingler, Friday night from 6 until 10, where you can come and learn a couple of different board games, take part in some trivia, just kind of geek out a little bit beforehand.
And you said tickets will be at the library. Will they be at the door of at the event as well?
Yeah, tickets will be available at the door. We have a nice check-in system and all that. It should go nicely.
Is there anything you're in particular passionate about, or maybe that you're excited that you've got happening here?
I am absolutely just shaking with excitement to see everybody's cosplay. We've gone to a couple of smaller events, and the ability for a 10-year-old kid to have full-grown adults get excited to see that they're dressed in a fandom that they knew 10 years ago, that this 10-year-old shouldn't even know, is really exciting and heartwarming to see. It's I'm looking really forward to everybody's cosplay.
So many wonderful things happening at this event. I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited. And if you missed any part of that interview, make sure you check out the full thing on our app and website.